Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith, and I am going to be your host, Tracy Foster, for this episode of Fostering Faith. And I hope that this week is just been really good for you guys. And we are in back to school volleyball, and we are just coming off a youth conference. And let me tell you that God is moving in our youth all across America, all across United States, Africa, Asia, China. I mean, he is on the move, and you could just see that with our kids and our refresh conference this last past weekend. We had over 200 kids there worshiping God, leaning in, and just being open and vulnerable, and it was such an amazing experience. And I love that our church has a heart for youth, and we have to build up our younger generation. And as older saints, and we have to have, you know, the culture right. We need to know the culture and meet them where they're at. And so welcome back to Fostering Faith. I am so glad that you're here today, because we're going to be talking about something that hits every single one of us. Whether you're a teenager in a youth group, a mom trying to make it through a busy week, a leader pouring out into your kids, or someone scrolling through life feeling unnoticed. This one's for you. And so let's get real. We live in a culture obsessed with famous people and verified check marks and blue check marks, platforms, followers, likes, conference speakers, athletes with the highlight reels, worship leaders with a voice that makes you want to cry. And we are lucky and fortunate to have someone like that on our worship team. AJ, shout out to AJ. And influencers with a million followers. But listen, I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not here to bash anybody. And God has blessed people with influence, and many of them are using their platform for good, for kingdom good, and praise God for that. But here's the tension. When we're so focused on the famous, we overlook the faithful. And so we're caught up in the big names, and we're caught up in, you know, we're missing the faces, you know, that are right in front of us. And so, because here's the truth that I want to lay down today. God is with you in your best day and in your worst day. He doesn't only show up in the spotlight moments. He shows up in everyday moments. He doesn't only speak through famous people. He speaks through faithful voices. And a lot of times, those voices are sitting right next to you. They don't have a blue check mark. They don't have the followers. They've not had videos that have hit a million views. They may not even be on social media and or own a smartphone. But he's put these people in front of you. And so let's talk about God in the ordinary, the people that are right in front of you. And so let's start with this past weekend. We had a kids conference, and let me tell you, the energy was amazing. Worship was loud. Kids were dancing. And the minute the word got out that Evan and Anna were going to come, because our kids had went to Access Conference, hashtag Access Conference, down at the Life Church in Tennessee, they lost their mind. They were so excited that these guys were coming back, because the energy that they had down in the Access Conference was lit. They were so excited, and we were so, so privileged that they came up to speak at our youth conference. We were so excited. And so you should have seen it. The phones were out. The selfies were taken. The hashtags were happening. Kids were quoting, you know, every single word. that was coming out of their mouth because it hit home with them. God moved in such a big way. And we loved every minute of it. I love seeing kids so excited to hear God's word. I love seeing them honor the men and women that came to serve at this conference who have been faithful and preach the gospel. It was so, so good. But as I watched this, I had this thought that really tugged at me. What if we carried that same excitement for the people that God has already placed in our lives every single week? What if we learned and leaned in and liked what our small group leader spoke? What if we got so excited at our youth pastor or our senior pastor's text us just to check on us? What if we didn't roll our eyes when our parents gave us encouragement, but instead we treated it like it was a gift? Because here's the thing, if someone quote unquote famous texts you, you'd probably respond immediately, right? You'd be like, oh my gosh, they noticed me. They said my name. They replayed my story. They reposted me. And you'd take a screenshot and you'd post it and you'd frame it. But what if we treated every encouraging message from a leader, a mentor, a friend, with that same kind of energy? And not out of guilt, not because we quote unquote should, but because those are the voices that God is using to speak into your life right now. And so let me say this, God doesn't just speak through famous people or Instagram, you know, TikTok, whatever. He speaks for the faithful. And more often than not, the faithful voices are the people standing right in front of you. And so let's stand on some scripture. So let's ground this in some scripture. Because you know me, I don't want to give you good thoughts. I want to give you God's truth. And so we have Matthew 25:40 that says, truly, I tell you, whatever you do for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. And so think about that. Jesus identifies himself with the overlooked, with the people we don't naturally get excited about. We have Hebrews 13:2 that says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without even knowing it. And that means every encounter, every conversation, every moment could be a divine appointment. And not to get overwhelmed and over-theorize all the things. You're going to have conversations, but it's about just looking for opportunities of God's little blessings in everyday conversation. And we have 1 Samuel 16:7 that says, a man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. We're drawn to big names and big stages, but God, he looks at the faithful heart. And throughout scripture, God uses the ordinary. David was just a shepherd boy. Mary was a teenager girl in Nazareth. The disciples were fishermen and tax collectors. No blue check marks, no platforms, just willing hearts. And so let's bring it to where we are at. And so some of you listening right now are on your best day. Life feels like it's lining up. You got the promotion. Your kid made the team. Your relationships are going good. And you feel like God's presence is right there with you. But others of you, you're on your worst day. You're overwhelmed. The bills are piling up. Your marriage is junk. And you're wondering if God even notices. But here's the truth, that God equally is present in both our best day. And he's saying, don't forget me. Don't think that the success came from you alone. And he's there on your worst day. He's whispering, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And how does he remind us of that? Often through people, through the friends who text us just at the right time, through the hug from a child, through the leader who shows up week after week after week. That's God saying, I see you. I'm with you. And so because of those scriptures above, I had an experience last night. And so let me tell you what happened. And so I was driving home. I put my mother-in-law to bed. Derek was with Gia at an away volleyball game. And so we switch off if he's gone, I stay home and take care of our mother-in-law. As you've listened to this podcast before, she has MS and she's wheelchair bound. And so we are caregivers for her. So I was over at her house taking care of things. And I drove past these guys and they had a tire off. And so I thought that they were just kind of changing a tire. And like went to her house, did all the things, and was coming back, and they were still there. And so I pulled up to them. There was two gentlemen, and I pulled up, and they were speaking Spanish. And your girl does not know Spanish, but I have Google Translate, and so I pulled out my Google Translate and asked them if they needed any help. And they were like, "No, it's okay. We have to change our battery." And I don't know if they really didn't need help or they didn't need help from a girl, one of the two. So. The other guy, and so I was like talking to him or whatever, and then another truck pulled up as I was like kind of pulling off, and I stopped and talked to him, and it was this guy, and I said, "Can you stop and help him?" I said, "I don't know if they were just not wanting to ask me to help him, but I don't know because and they were driving a Dodge. And so you have to take the wheel off. And if you've ever had a Dodge car, because I did, I had a Chrysler and my husband hated me for it. Because the battery is in the inner fender well, which is ridiculous. But anyway, and so like they were riding the struggle bus and we're on the back of a country road, mind you. And so, I said, "Hey, can you stop him?" And we live in a very small community. I did not know this man that I was speaking to, but he had a little kid in his car. And I was just like, I can run your little boy home. And if you want to stop and help him, he's like, I've already passed these guys. They've been out here for 4 hours. I had to get my son to football practice. And so he was like, "You figured two grown men would know how to change a battery." And I was like, "How would they know?" I said, "They're two grown men. But if no one's ever taught them, how would they know that? How would they know, like, how to change a battery in, like, this random car?" And it hit me because it isn't how we treat people sometimes. We assume they should know better. They should have it figured out. But here's the truth. If no one's ever taught them, or you or me, you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And so I told the man, I said, "Look, I can start 9 different drips on you in ICU. I can put an IV in you. I can put a tracheostomy in you. I can do all the things." I said, "But that doesn't mean, because I was taught that, but I don't know how to change that battery." And he was like, "Oh, I guess that's a good point." Instead of sitting there judging them, what if we just stopped to help? What if we saw them not as inconvenience, but as an opportunity? I even offered to take the little boy home, and I don't know if he stayed to finish the job, but I did go ahead and call the police just to see if they could go out there because it was getting dark, and so they really weren't going to get the job done. And I had texted another person that owes a towing company, and he was busy at the time. My husband was gone, and so I just wanted to make sure that they were taken care of. And I honestly... side note, did not know that like cops did that. And so I had texted another friend and he was like, "Just call the cops. Like they have, they have roadside assistance or whatever, and they'll get them help with what they need." I'm like, "Shut up. I didn't even know that." So I called our local police department and they went out there and took care of them. So, I mean, here's the point. God is in every person. Stopping last night wasn't about a car battery. It was about paying attention to the people he put in front of me. And just like the people in Walmart, just like the people that he has in front of you at the grocery line, at church, at the school pickup, people are in front of you, but are we noticing them? Because they're just ordinary people. And so let's tie this kind of together. So at the conference, these kids were super hype about these amazing, amazing preachers that came to speak. And that's awesome. But I don't want to miss the leaders and the pastors and the mentors all over our town and in the country and in the world. And I have met so many like amazing, leaders, going back to school. And so we have to do several like online, like kind of meet and greets and get like to know people. And there is so many people passionate around the world, y'all, about loving God and spreading his word, not to the youth, but to women's ministry, men's ministry, youth ministry. There are so many people that are on fire for God. And the friends that God has placed right in front of us, and the men on the side of the road needed help. And the temptation to say they should know better, but God reminded me, no, they're made in my image. And here's a chance to be a blessing. So here's my challenge for you this week. Celebrate the famous, sure, but don't miss the faithful. Be grateful for big names, but don't overlook the small voices. Notice the people in front of you, because in God's kingdom, there is no ordinary people. God is with you on your best day and on your worst day. And most often, he shows up through the people he's placed right in front of you. So we want to pray for you this week. I hope that you guys were encouraged by this message. And if it inspired you, or if you know this would encourage somebody, share it with somebody. Repost it, like it, do all the things, be a blessing to somebody else. And so we would love to pray for you this week. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you so much that they are going to have open eyes to see those that you have put in front of them. Thank you that we look for you in everything that we do, in the creation, in the people that you've put in front of us. Thank you for being such a good God that you know exactly what we need, when we need it, before we even need it. Thank you that you've given us eyes to see people like you see them. Thank you that you've given us ears to hear exactly what we need. Thank you for good soil, that this seeds that are going to be planted this week grow so deep. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So thanks for hanging out with us today on Fostering Faith. If this encouraged you, share it with a friend. And remember, don't wait for a spotlight moment. Look for God in the ordinary. We hope you guys have a great week. We love you. Bye.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.